Mr. Wen, thanks for joining us today.
Yes, sir.
You're the creator of Uncle Percy's Adventures in Space, which you describe as a labor of educational love.
It is indeed. I have four grandchildren, all under the age of six. Recently, prior to coming to Lowell, I was the chief development officer for a small liberal arts college that had a specialty in education. And so I kind of developed a love for little kids and their interests. We just know that little children in general, but little ones are born scientists. You know, they're curious. They learn by observing and questioning and testing boundaries. And what we wanted to do was to figure a way to nourish that natural instinct.
Now, this program is an 11-part series that takes kids through each part of the solar system using special characters.
We wanted to do 11 episodes, one for each planet. Of course, we still count Pluto as a planet, as you can imagine, since it was discovered up here, plus the sun and the moon. And we have two characters. We have Uncle Percy, which is really named, and he is sort of a caricature of Percival Lowell, our founder. And he has a sidekick by the name of Miss Kitty, and she looks sort of like a cat, but she's a robot, and she's in a wheelchair. We wanted to make sure that kids could see that folks with disabilities are real, real smart, too.
And it's more than just the characters. You have them going on journeys.
Yes, yes, we certainly do. Each journey starts in our old observatory where Percival Lowell did much of his observations. It's called the Clark Telescope. And they get into Uncle Percy's Stevens Duryea antique automobile called Big Red, and it automatically morphs into this rocket ship. And you see animation with real imagery. So, for example, when we approach the rings of Saturn, those are actual images from Cassini or one of the NASA spacecraft. And so you're seeing real images while he talks about them. And he and Miss Kitty get into a discussion about what are they made of and that sort of thing. So we wanted to do this with the educational standards of where kids could make predictions. And the two of them conduct scientific experience, and then they ask the child, you know, what do you think is going to happen? And there's a pause, and the kid has the chance to answer as they're looking at the computer.
We're talking with Chuck Wendt of the Lowell Observatory about the educational program he's developed called Uncle Percy's Adventures in Space. Mr. Wendt, how long is each episode?
The episodes themselves are short because his attention span is short.
We are talking about 4 to 8-year-olds, right?
You're right, yes. So about 4 minutes is about what we figured was standard.
You know, we've interviewed quite a few astronomers, and we always ask them, is your love for astronomy something that's rooted in your childhood? And almost every single one of them say yes.
That's the thing that we're finding, too, is that when we ask our group of 23, they all had something in their early childhood that triggered an interest. So, you know, we're interested, of course, we'd love to have all these children become astronomers, but we just want them to be interested in science. And it just gives them then the opportunity to say, oh, well, maybe I'm a biologist, maybe I'm a chemist. To catch them early and to get them into that love of exploration is the thing that we really hope to accomplish.
Chuck Wendt, thank you for talking to us today.
Well, thank you for the time. Appreciate it.
Chuck Wendt's official title at Lowell Observatory is Deputy Director of Advancement. In this case, it means he gets to create cartoons. His animated 11-part series, Uncle Percy's Adventures in Space, is free and available on the Lowell Observatory website. I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.